Little Mermaid. Once upon a time, in the heart of the deep blue sea, there was a beautiful kingdom of the Sea King, who lived with his six daughters and his old mother. The king loved all of his daughters, but he was more attached to the youngest one, the little mermaid, Eva. One day there was a birthday for his fifth daughter. Everyone was gathered in the king's court to celebrate her birthday.
Happy birthday, my sweet child.
Thank you so much, Daddy.
Happy birthday, Princess.
Happy birthday, Princess.
Thank you. Thank you all.
I feel proud to announce that my fifth daughter, Marina, turned 18 today. I am sending her to the surface to enjoy the sunlight and fresh breeze. Cheers to all.
Cheers.
Thank you very much, Daddy.
Just remember, there are certain rules of the Sea World, and we must obey them. The human world is not like the Sea World. We belong to the sea and will remain in the sea. Be careful and don't go near the humans.
Daddy, can I go with Marina?
It's not your turn, darling.
But I want to see the humans.
Oh, Eva, when you turn 18, I promise that I will let you go there.
Oh, no.
I feel sorry for you, Princess.
My daddy doesn't love me.
Everyone knows that he loves you a lot, but there are some rules which we have to follow. It is only a year left for your turn.
Oh, really? Yay! Come, let's play fishball.
The Little Mermaid was very beautiful. She was very kind to all the sea creatures. Everyone was fond of her.
Grandma, do humans look like us?
No, they have legs, but we don't.
Oh, so humans are superior than us?
No, they have not learned how to protect the environment. They have made our sea polluted.
I heard they live longer than us.
Not really. A human's age is limited to just 100 years or less.
And how long do we live?
With God's grace, we can live up to 300 years. But when mermaids die, they turn into sea foam and cease to exist. But the most important thing, if we do good deeds throughout our lives, we become immortal. And the air god fairies take us to heaven to live with them.
Oh, really, Grandma?
Now, go to sleep. It's too late. Good night.
Good night, Grandma.
With the wish of seeing humans, Eva was counting each day. As the days passed, the Little Mermaid became more and more eager to see the humans. The night before her 18th birthday, she couldn't sleep all night. As soon as she reached the king's court, her sisters rushed towards her and wished her happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you, my dear sisters.
Happy birthday, my darling Eva.
Thank you, Daddy.
I feel very proud that my youngest daughter has turned 18 today.
And this is the right time to keep your promise, Majesty.
Yes, little princess. Let's go. I will show you the world.
Oh, no, Daddy. You allowed everyone to go alone.
I want to see the world with you, my darling.
No. When you will turn 80, I promise I will take you with me.
You mischievous child. Go and take care of yourself. Be careful and don't go near humans. You can get in trouble.
Don't worry, King. I will take care of her.
Oh, good. But come back before sunset, or I will make a meal out of you.
We will get back by evening, Majesty.
The Little Mermaid was very excited to see the outside world. She was swimming faster than shrimp.
Oh, I am so happy.
Wait for me.
I can't
can't wait anymore!
Soon the Little Mermaid reached the surface of the sea. Everything was so new to her. The blue sky, the bright sun, the pretty birds.
Oh my God! This is so awesome! Better than my dreams. Hey, what's that sound?
That's a ship.
And that man. Oh my God. He looks just like my doll.
I think he is a prince. Seems like he is celebrating his birthday.
Oh.
She was so mesmerized with the charm of the prince that she started singing. Suddenly, the black clouds gathered in the sky. The whole sea started roaring with its high tide.
Look, a storm!
Oh, I can feel the strong waves. Oh, the ship! Be careful, Prince! Be careful!
But nobody heard her screaming. The wind was so strong that it rocked the ship, and the ship finally sank.
Oh no! The prince! We must save him!
The Little Mermaid saved the prince and swam with the handsome prince to the beach.
Please open your eyes, Prince.
She was waiting for the prince to become conscious again.
Eva, rush! Someone is coming!
Oh, I have to go, Prince. Take care.
Oh, someone has died in the sea. He's still alive! Let's take him to the temple.
Just then the prince woke up and he saw one of the girls.
Thank you for saving my life.
The prince didn't even realize that it was the Little Mermaid who saved him.
Oh, no! You saved him and she's getting all the credit!
Let it be. I'm just happy to see that he's alive.
The sun was setting down, so they went back to the kingdom. The Little Mermaid was sad, as she knew she will never be able to see the prince again.
I love you, my prince. I just want to be with you.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not.
There is a pain inside me. Is love that bad?
Love is the most beautiful thing in the universe.
I guess, yes. I want to live with my love.
It's against the sea law.
I don't care. I can't live without him now.
I have one idea, but it's risky to help you. King will make a meal out of me.
Tell me. Don't worry about Father.
Okay. There is one person who might help you, but it's too dangerous to deal with her.
I am willing to risk anything for my prince. Tell me, who is that?
The Sea Witch of Black Mountains. It's too risky to go there.
Without a second thought, the Little Mermaid and the shrimp left the palace and went to the witch's den. The witch saw in the magic ball that princess was coming towards the den.
Poor girl.
It's over now. The princess is the most loved and helpful creature of the sea. And because of her good deed, she will become an air fairy in afterlife. And that will be the end of all your sins. As soon as she will become a fairy, you will lose your life.
No! I will never let this happen. Oh, my, my. Why has the king's daughter come to the witch's den?
I have a wish to be a human.
Oh? For that young prince?
Yes, I fell in love with the prince.
It will bring you sorrow, pretty princess.
I don't care. I just want to be with him.
Are you sure? Will you be able to win his heart?
Yes, I will.
Well, I can turn you into a human, but for this, you have to pay a price.
I will pay whatever I can.
All right, then. I will take your beautiful voice in return. And remember, if the prince falls truly in love with you, then you will become a human and your voice will be back. But if you fail to win his love, then you will die with a broken heart and dissolve into sea foam.
I can sacrifice anything for him.
Okay. Take this magic potion. Drink it when you reach the seashore.
The Little Mermaid took the potion and went to the beach. She reached the surface and drank the potion. Suddenly, a strong pain made her unconscious, and her tail changed into legs. When she woke up, she saw the prince beside her.
Open your eyes, beautiful lady. You are safe. But where did you come from? I found you on the beach and brought you here. Please, rest for a while.
The next day, the Little Mermaid started walking. The prince saw her, and he looked very happy.
Wow, I am so happy today. Will you dance with me? Wow, you dance so well. It's a great day for me. I found the love of my life.
Yay! He is also in love with you.
Look, my father is back.
Welcome back, Father. I want you to meet the love of my life. She saved my life. I love her, Father. I want to marry her.
My dear son, your happiness is my happiness.
The Little Mermaid was heartbroken.
I feel a terrible pain in my heart.
The king announced the marriage of the prince.
I lost him forever. And now the first ray of dawn will bring me death, and I will disappear into the ocean.
Shrimp reached the palace and told everything to the Sea King and his daughters.
Oh, God bless my daughter. I know this is the trick of the witch.
The king prayed to the sea goddess and took his trident and swam towards the surface with the shrimp. At the same time, all the sisters started swimming towards the witch's den.
My sister is really in trouble now. We all request you to take back your magic spell.
Yes, please. We will never forget your kindness.
How shameful. The princess of the great sea, begging to a witch. Well, I have a counter spell, but for that, she needs to murder the prince. If the Little Mermaid will kill the prince with this magical dagger, only then she can come back to her mermaid life.
The sisters swam towards the surface and told the father about the counterspell. They found Eva sitting under a tree on the beach, looking at the toy.
Eva!
Daddy? Sisters?
Don't cry, my child. If you want to undo the witch's magic, you have to do as I say. You will have to kill the prince, and then you will turn into a mermaid again.
No, Daddy.
I know that you love him, my child, but he can never be yours. Do it for your father, Eva. Without you, I will die, my baby.
The Little Mermaid looks at her father and sisters who were crying. She took that dagger and went towards the palace. The prince was sleeping in his room. She took that dagger towards the prince's chest to kill him.
Oh, God, I can't do this with my love. I'll happily die rather than kill him. He can marry his love and live happily. Good luck, my love.
She went back to her father and her sisters. All were shocked to see the dagger without the blood. The sun was about to rise. She reached near the beach and jumped into the sea with her toy.
I want to disappear and turn into foam. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye, my daddy. My sisters, please forgive me. Goodbye.
Suddenly, a mysterious force got her out of the water. The air fairies appeared and took her out of the sea.
Oh, godmothers, thank you so much. You saved my daughter's life.
Where am I?
You are with us in the sky. We are the air fairies. We are here to give you the reward for your kindness, your love towards humans and sea creatures. You now may obtain an immortal soul, and you will be born as a human in the future.
Thank you so much, godmothers.
The Little Mermaid waved the last goodbye to everyone.
I will always love you, my sweet prince. In your next birth, you will be my love again. Goodbye, my love. Goodbye.
She went up and up into the heaven with the air fairies.